Well, good Tuesday morning. We're back with Business of the Week, and we are talking about one of my personal favorite subjects, and that's beer. Larry Bilkey is the owner of Tractor Lift Brewery in Humboldt. Larry, good morning again.
Good morning, Pat. Glad to be here.
We had a great conversation yesterday. I enjoyed it, and I look forward to this morning and the rest of this week. We're going to talk beer. We're going to talk about how many different types of beer you make. We're going to talk about how many you have on tap at any given time, and maybe some of the other things that you serve, because the reality is not everybody drinks beer. You know, there's an audience that also cater to as well, and that would be the wine drinkers.
Absolutely.
Let's first talk about the beers that you make.
Yeah, currently I'm making 22 different types of beers, everything ranging from light lager all the way to an oatmeal stout. A little darker than that yet would be what I made lately is an Imperial Stout. So like I say, there's 22 different beers ranging all in there. And we try to keep about anywhere from 6 to 8 of those beers on tap at all times. And then we have a total of 12 taps available to choose from, but I like to keep some beer from a couple other breweries, and also keep a cider on available that people can have as well. So
for those non-beer drinkers, you do have wine, you have water, and you also serve what would it be, an NA root beer?
Right, yeah. It's a 1919 root beer, which is made in New Ulm, Minnesota. Yep, and the wines that we carry are all from Iowa. There's 4 different. I've got 3 that are very local, would be the 3 closest wineries to Humboldt as you can get, which would be River Valley Orchards from just right here in Humboldt, and Trainwreck in Algona, and Soldier Creek in Fort Dodge. And then I also carry one other one that is from down in the Des Moines area as well. It helps us all as small businesses that if you can support, you know, like you said earlier, not everybody maybe wants a beer or not everybody wants a wine. But if you are able to carry some of everything, you are able to keep a lot larger crowd happy.
What are your hours of operation?
Wednesday through Fridays, we're there from 5 in the evening till 9 p.m. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 2 to 9. Pretty full day on Saturday.
Yep, so not too late of a night?
No, that allows, in fact, all of us that work there have a full-time job elsewhere, or at least a part-time job elsewhere. And so then it allows us to be able to get cleaned up and get out of there and get to our daytime job.
Are you planning anything for St. Patrick's Day?
We are open at 4:30. Give us a little extra time that day. Once in a while that happens when people like to come right after getting off at work. And we'll hope to be able to have some green beer for people and maybe some snacks and stuff and hope to have it a good old Irish time.
I know what happens. People turn their beer green, but do you right. just put a drop of food coloring in a person's glass?
You can actually do it that way, or you can actually tint the keg before you fill it. There's a couple different ways you can do that.
And how are you going to do it Thursday?
I will probably just do it glass by glass. If you have too much of it made, then it'll be something that people won't like at a later time. So.
And then, so the green beer, what kind is it going to be? A lager? Is it an IPA?
Yeah, I'll have 4 different selections of green beer. 2 of them are lagers. One will be a Pilsner, and the other one will be a cream ale.
I'm thirsty. Is it too early? I mean, it's almost 9:30 in the morning, but, you know, I'm game. Can you open at 9:30?
A little bit early.
Can people reserve the brewery for parties?
Absolutely. We tend to leave that for our days that were not open to the public, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays. So if somebody does want to rent that space, it's available. And if you would like that, you may think that you would like to use that. My number is 515-890-9484, or you can also message our Facebook page as well, and we will get that and get in contact with you.
And what's the phone number again, Larry?
My phone number is 515-890-9484.
Tomorrow morning, you're going to take a break. Your daughter, Kirsten Gatewood, is going to be our guest. We don't know if she's coming in or if we're going to do it over the phone yet, but I'm going to, hopefully this will guilt her into coming into the studio.
Yeah.
It's great that you have employees that know a little bit of something about all of the beers. How many employees do you have?
I have three besides myself that are there. They're all part-time.
One thing I don't want to forget is your address. Where are you located in Humboldt?
Yeah, we're at 508 Sumner Avenue between 716 Main and the Knotty Pine.
Larry Belke is the owner of Tractor Lift Brewery in Humboldt, talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is beer. We'll be back tomorrow for Business of the Week. Larry, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Pat.